if I could get one thing across with my work, and I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but if I could get one thing across in my work, it would be that the government is a government of occupation, and that the culture is a culture of occupation. What does the government of occupation do? It moves in, takes resources, doesn't care about communities. It's set up to extract resources. And I mean, all of my American Indian friends are saying, so what took you so long to figure this one out? And I mean, what would we do if a bunch of space aliens came down from outer space? I guess that's where they come from. Some space aliens came down from outer space, and they started to systematically dismantle the planet's ecological infrastructure. And what would we do if they put dioxin in every mother's breast milk around the planet? And I just read this thing not very long ago on page 7 of the San Francisco Chronicle, saying that every stream in the United States is contaminated with carcinogens, which is pretty amazing, you know, what we can do when we put our mind to it, which should, also shouldn't surprise me so much because the, you know, if there's dioxin in every mother's breast milk, then what's the big deal with streams? And that was on page 7, and page 1 was a big article about Elvis memorabilia, by the way. Anyway, so if space aliens came down and did that, killed 15,000 Americans every 2 weeks through preventable cancers, and, you know, whatever your favorite atrocity are, just started doing all these, then, oh, by the way, does anybody in here know how many lethal doses of plutonium-239 our culture's fabricated? This is pretty amazing. A lethal dose is how much it takes to kill somebody. A lethal dose of cyanide, you know, is this much. A lethal dose of salt's about that much. A lethal dose of TV is about 45 minutes, unless it's Fox, in which case it's 15. So how many lethal doses of plutonium-239 is our culture fabricated? Somebody take a guess. 10 trillion? We have 100 trillion in the back. Do we have 100 trillion and one anywhere? We have 100 trillion and one. Going once, going twice. 13.5 quadrillion. That's, I don't remember if the numbers, whether that's 20 million or 200 million per person on the planet. And I got in a big argument with a nuclear physicist a couple years ago because I wrote in my book that it's dangerous for 250,000 years. And he says, that's not true. It's only dangerous for 25,000. And he's actually right because it has a half-life of about 25,000 years, which means in that amount of time, there'll be about 6 3/4 quadrillion lethal dose, which I think is okay. Anyway, if aliens came down and did this, you know, we would all put on our camouflage outfits and head to the woods with our AK-47s and start popping out. Oh, shit. Am I the only person here with an AK-47? Well, some of us would theoretically head off to the woods with our AK-47. Or it's like that movie, Red Dawn. Anybody see that? Oh, it's the coolest movie. Okay, so the commies invade. They come up from Nicaragua. The Cubans and Nicaraguans invade through Mexico. I believe they fly in, and of course not on United, and never get here. And the teenagers in Colorado, a bunch of jocks and cheerleaders, stop them. They head to the woods with their AK-47s. I think we should make that our theme movie for the movement. Except whenever they talk about the commies, we should talk about the capitalists and then just make it D.C. instead of Nicaragua, and everybody's cool. Anyway, the point is, I want to read you something. This is for my new book, which is about how to take down civilization. And I wrote this a couple weeks ago, and I'm really, really pleased with it. If Nazis or other fascists took over North America, what would we all do? What would we all do if they implemented Mussolini's definition of fascism? Quote, fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it's a merger of state and corporate power, end quote. And what would we do if they then instituted laws allowing them to put a significant portion, say 1/3, of all Jewish males from the ages of 18 and 35 into concentration camps? What if this occupied country called itself a democracy, but most everyone understood elections to be shams? With citizens allowed to choose between different wings of the same fascist or following Mussolini corporate party. What if anti-government activity was opposed by stormtroopers and secret police? Oh, I'll tell you my fantasy. This is my secret fantasy, I guess not anymore, is next time there's one of those WTO meetings, if the cops all suddenly turn around and they start shooting tear gas at the WTO representatives, wouldn't that be the coolest? Because the cops, I mean, it's really weird, because the cops actually have way more in common with us than they do with the those in power. I don't understand it. Anyway, would you fight back? If there already existed a resistance movement, would you join it? Substitute the word African-American for Jewish and ask yourself the same questions. Now, would you resist if the fascists irradiated the countryside, poisoned food supplies? Who was the idiot, by the way, who came up with the idea of putting poison on our own food? Anyway, poisoned food supplies made rivers unfit for swimming, and you're so filthy you wouldn't even dream of drinking from them anymore. What if they did this because, hell, I can't finish that sentence, because no matter how I try, I can't come up with a motivation good enough even for fascists to irradiate and intoxify the landscape and water supplies. If fascists systematically deforested the continent, would you join an underground army of resistance, head to the forest, and from there to the boardrooms and to the halls of the Reichstag to pick off the occupying deforesters, most especially those who give them their marching orders? Okay. So maybe your sense of kin and your sense of skin doesn't extend to the natural world. Maybe you don't yet love the land where you live enough that you'll fight for it. But what if the fascists toxify not only the landscape, but the bodies of those you love? What if their actions put dioxin and dozens of other carcinogens into the flesh of your lover, children, mother, brother, sister, father? Would you fight back? What if the fascists toxify your own body? Would you still cling to the illusion that their edicts carry more weight than that brought to bear by their secret and not-so-secret police? Would you work for this regime? Would you teach others its virtues? Or would you fight back? If you won't fight back when they toxify your own body and toxify your mind with propaganda, when precisely will you fight back? Give me, and more importantly yourself, a specific threshold at which you finally take a stand. If you can't or you won't give that threshold, why not? So when you think of the swoosh, the Nike swoosh, think of that.